I only got half my money. Where's the rest?
Welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we talk about news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy mixed in. I am your host, Aaron Chamberlain, on this November 13th, 2025. Sitting right across from me, he's trying to get the heat working here in the garage. The host with the most, coming from coast to coast, give it up for Jamie Yost. How you doing, Jamie?
Getting there. I got it working, I think.
Not to be confused with Space Ghost, coast to coast, but we are trying to get a little heat in here and not become a ghost. It is in the garage. It's a little different than, you know, during the summertime when it's too hot. Now it's too cold.
Look, heat.
Got a clicker? Got it clicking?
It's working.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get some heat. How's your week been?
It's all right. Sorry.
Yeah, I know you've been getting all of your decorations down from Halloween and getting Christmas decorations put up for Christmas. Been a busy guy.
A busy man.
Busy guy. Did you have a pretty good week?
Yeah, so far it's not bad. I don't have enough daylight hours since the time change.
I know that feeling. I feel like I got to put my headlamp on anytime I go outside to do any work. God forbid it gets dark. That's how it goes. Yeah, my week's been all right. Our bowling league is over on Tuesday.
Did
so
you win?
No, but I did okay. We actually signed up for a fun bowling league. It was called the Lousy Bowlers League. That was supposed to be on Monday. We showed up, and they said they had pushed it to December or January because not enough people signed up for it. And I'm like,
everybody's lousy.
It's like, well, we called everybody. I'm like, you didn't call us. We're here. They did give us a free hour of play.
Ooh.
Yeah. But anywho, let's talk about some news. What do you say?
What's your average
of
bowling?
Well, I don't really have that established, but you know, 150, you know, maybe 200, but really just about 130, 150.
Strike here and there.
Yeah. No, I'm average-ish, I guess, best to say. But I'd like to get better. Like, I got a decent ball now.
Right.
I got some shoes. I just got to get consistent and, like, do it over and over.
Do you have your own balls?
Only one, singular.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear? Government's back open.
That's what I heard just recently.
44 days.
Is that all? We set a record?
Yeah. I'm surprised Trump didn't, like, wait till 47 days because he is the 47th president.
Oh, you're going to hear it. Oh, snap. My money's back.
Oh, man.
I only got half my money. Where's the rest?
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, they had to open it up because, you know, Christmas season is upon us. So, you know, we got to make sure we have money to spend.
Right. Yeah. On food.
All right, let's talk about some Ohio news. In Ohio, the lawmakers are accelerating efforts to pass a permanent legislation solution for regulating intoxicating hemp products like Delta-H THC before Thanksgiving. This push comes as a temporary court order blocked Governor DeWine's executive ban on the products that we talked about, which is expiring December 2nd. Both the House and Senate agree on age restrictions and safety testings. They are split on where to sell them. The Senate wants to restrict sales to licensed marijuana dispensaries, and the House wants to create a new separate license for hemp retailers. Lawmakers are also using this opportunity to make changes to the state's recreational marijuana law, including a ban on public smoking and creating an expungent process. A key point of disagreement is tax revenue, while the House is fighting to ensure local governments receive 36% share as intended by the voter-approved law. So they want to limit it and then put some extra rules on it, but make sure we still get our money. That's what that sounded like.
What it sounds like to me.
Yeah, it's all about the money. Speaking about money, AES, because I know we keep talking about them.
Raise the bills.
They're seeking another rate increase just days after a separate hike was approved.
Don't they just call it a rape increase?
The utility's new proposal is a 3-year rate plan that would raise rates for the average customer by about 3% annually from 2027 through 2029.
Annually or anally?
Yeah, basically.
Getting screwed either way.
This request is the first of its kind under a new state law, HB 15, that allows utilities to be forecasted data for future infrastructure investments. This new proposal comes just after the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, also known as PUCO, approved a separate 9% rate hike for AES customers scheduled to take effect next year.
Who approves this? Them?
Yep. PUCO. PUCO, CUCO. They go CUCO. All right, in Dayton. Looks like most of our news is Dayton today. I do have a little bit of things down at the bottom. The U.S. Department of House and Urban Development, also known as HUD, has canceled its Section 8 contract with Bancroft Apartments in West Dayton, citing the owner's failure to address major health and safety threats. This 93-unit complex is now vacant and boarded up. All 52 resident families were provided housing vouchers and have been relocated. Officials are now concerned the blighted property will negatively impact the surrounding Miami Chapel and Edgemont neighborhoods, currently seeing millions of dollars in new community investments. Dayton Water Department invests to improve. They want a replacement of the Mad River Well Field conversion dam. Say that in one sentence, like I just tried. Will help keep this critical asset functioning for years to come. The dam delivers water from the Mad River to the well field to ensure a rich supply of water, raw water, to later be treated.
I'll be damned.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Preventing major issues by focusing on timely replacement help keep costs low. The department also applied for a low-interest loan through Ohio EPA's State Revolving Fund to cover expenses without accruing typical interest. Dayton Water works hard to save ratepayers money with cost-saving efforts in our infrastructure product and other infrastructure projects. The city of Dayton's $138 million Dayton Recovery Plan is funding numerous projects, with several reaching completion in 2025. Ooh, looks like I'm getting an on-call. Well, hopefully they leave a message. These key updates include housing. New single and multifamily homes are under construction in Edgemont, Wolf Creek, and South Park neighborhoods. Home repairs have also been completed for over 3,400 repairs on 170 households. Small business, the First Floor Fund, has approved over $7.1 million to support entrepreneurs helping to open businesses like Cozy Craft Studios and Gioninos Pizzeria. City facilities, a new West Patrol police station is under construction to be opened in 2026. Renovations to Fire Stations 15 and 16 are set to begin in 2026. And for the community, new facilities have been completed for nonprofits, including Ronald McDonald House Charities, Dayton and East End Community Services. A new park, Ruskin Commons, has opened outside Ruskin Elementary School in Dayton's Twin Towers neighborhood on the site of former convenience store. The project is a collaboration between the City of Dayton, which provided $250,000 in funding, and the East Dayton Neighborhood Development Corporation, EDNICS, which donated the park to Dayton Public Schools. This park is intended to alleviate traffic on Xenia Avenue by providing a new student drop-off location, reduce the speed limit, and create a safe community gathering space. The park features mosaics created by the Ruskin students that they say hope in multiple languages.
Hope.
Hope.
Hoppe.
Hope. Hope.
Hoppe.
It's the first ever Dayton Pizza Week. Did you know that?
Dayton Pizza Week.
Mm-hmm. It's running through November 16th. Nearly 20 participating restaurants across the region are offering offering specialty pizzas for $10 to $12.
Can we just get a slice?
Pizza by the slice?
So you can go to all the different pizza places and see which one you
want. Well, they're all over the place. We got Agave and Rye in Centerville and Troy, Archer's Tavern in Centerville and Kettering, Bunker Sports Bar and Grill in Vandalia, Crooked Handle Brewing in Piqua and Springboro, Dayton's Original Pizza Factory, Double Day's Grill and Tavern in Centerville, Loose Ends Brewing in Centerville. It's always a funny name. Yeah. Mr. Borrow's Tavern in Springboro, Pies and Pints in Beaver Creek, Rip Rap Roadhouse in Dayton.
Good pizza.
The Barrel in Springboro. Is that on here twice? No, it's not. The Villa Tavern in Huber, Wandering Griffin Brewery and Restaurant in Beaver Creek, and 571 Grill and Draft House in New Carlisle. Yep, just 12. Or 20. That's
no Joe's?
Nope, not on this list at least. For over 40 years, many have requested the recipe for Elder Beerman's famous Swiss Melt cookies. Have you ever had those?
No.
Pretty good. A 1984 investigation by the newspaper revealed the cookies were sold at in-store Amy's Cookies outlets, named after a daughter of the Beerman family. The cookies were not an original store recipe, but were sourced from an Illinois-based company, Party Cookies, as part of an exclusive deal. Known for using imported Swiss chocolate, the popular cookie was described by a store executive as the Cadillac of chocolate chip cookies, and the recipe remains a secret. Too bad Elder Beerman went out of business.
Yeah.
In Beaver Creek, Wingstop, it's because the next word is Wingstop. Beaver Creek, Wingstop is opening a new restaurant, 2476 Commons Boulevard, opening December 1st. The city of Centerville and VFW Post 9950 have launched a new veterans banner program to honor local military members. Personalized banners featuring a service member's picture will be displayed at the Centerville Veterans Memorial Plaza in Stubbs Park, spring through fall. The program was announced at the city's Veteran Day ceremony, which also honors three local veterans, Tony Miltenberg, Timothy Penartz, and Frederico Fred Rojas Jr., for their service. And lastly, Tip City has unanimously voted to ban all commercial marijuana businesses, including cultivation, processing, and dispensing. Council members cited a lack of economic incentive, there it is, the money, for the ban, noting the state currently keeps all tax revenue from cannabis operations. Other members stated they don't believe such businesses fit with the community, regardless of any potential financial benefit. And that's all we have for news. All right, let's move on into some facts. What's the facts?
I have no idea.
Well, on this day in 1999, Donald Mills, the last surviving original member of the celebrated vocal group The Mills Brothers, died on this day at the age of 84. The brothers were all born in Piqua, Ohio, and began their career singing outside their father's barbershop. They developed their unique style of mimicking instruments with their voices after Harry lost his kazoo before a performance and imitated a trumpet instead. It's kind of funny.
So they beatbox.
Well, you know, a cappella group, well, barbershop, basically. After becoming radio stars at Cincinnati's WLM-AM, they signed a contract with CBS in New York, becoming the first African-Americans to host a national radio show. Their 1931 record, Tiger Rag, was the first by a vocal group to sell over 1 million copies. All right, we got some famous people from Dayton. We got Irma Bombeck. You know that person?
No.
Me neither. A beloved American humorist. Irma resided in Centerville for many years and is buried in Dayton. Her syndicated newspaper column At Wit's End offered a humorous look at suburban home life from the 60s to the 90s. John H. Patterson, you heard of that name?
But was she funny?
I think it's a matter of opinion.
Right.
I don't think
you'll never know.
Have you heard of John H. Patterson? I'm sure you've heard of Patterson.
There's Pattersons on everything.
He was an industrialist and founder of the National Cash Register Company in 1884 and was also the titan of industry in Dayton. He was a pioneering business leader known for his advanced sales techniques and employee welfare programs. But we all know the cash registers. We've seen an NCR on everything under the sun. Last but not least, Jonathan Winters. Have you heard of him?
Sounds familiar.
He's related to Jonathan Springs and Summer. No, just kidding. Born in Dayton.
He
walked right into that one. Was a groundbreaking comedian and actor known for his mastery of improvisational comedy. His wide-ranging characters and sound effects influenced generations of comedians, including Robin Williams. That's all I got. Thought that was some good.
What was he in?
I don't know if he, was in anything. He might have been. Winter's shows. Was he in anything? The Jonathan Winters Show. Mork and Mindy.
Ah. Do it.
Yeah, look at you.
He was the baby.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, that was 78 to 82.
He was their baby.
Yeah. Davis Rules, The Tonight Show, Frosty. He was in Frosty Returns.
Really?
Hollywood Squares, The Wacky World of Jonathan Winters. He was in The Smurfs. 8 years. The New Scooby-Doo, Bloopy's Buddies. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. The Bloopy's Buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a pretty good. He was a Yogi. Yogi's Treasure. Wow, he was in a lot of stuff. Hanna-Barbera stuff.
Yeah, I used to get him confused with another comedian.
Yeah.
Kind of looked.
That's what he looked like.
Yeah, he also looks like Darth Vader.
He probably doesn't have that voice, yeah.
I mean, if you ever looked at Darth Vader without his helmet.
Yeah. Take like this him. Mask off of me. But you'll die. There's nothing can stop that now. I don't know how good my quotes are.
They see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Your Schwartz. All right, let's talk about some days of the week. What do you say?
Sure.
On Friday.
Pickles.
It is pickle day.
Yum.
It's also PJ day.
Real deal.
You can't come to work with those PJs.
No.
But it is PJ day. Yeah. National American Teddy Bear.
Come to work in PJs, you have to change.
It's true. Changing scripts. Seatbelt day. Ooh, spicy guac day. I like guac. I like a little bit of zip.
So if you had PJs that were a pickle and you had antlers, what would you be?
Pickled something.
Dildo.
Oh, my. Stop it. Stop it. That's funny. That's pretty good. Operating room nurse day. Loosen up, lighten up day.
Okay.
Yeah, get a little loose. Children's Day, and it's also Children in Need Day.
Oh, every day.
World Diabetes Day.
Have that. Which type? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't say.
I got a day for myself.
A whole day. You can celebrate. Right. Let's go get the worst things I can possibly eat.
Sugar
That's meal. What it means, right? I want to keep it going.
Right, right, yeah.
Okay, those are just the weeks. Well, we'll talk about a few weeks. National Split Pea Soup. National Recycling Week, Anti-Bullying Week.
We won't talk about recycling.
Dear Santa Letter Week, we talked about that.
Yep.
Human-Animal Relationship Awareness Week. God, what is this stuff? Who's making this stuff up? National Recycling Day on Saturday, even though it's a whole week, too.
Our recycling is next week.
Ours is this Friday.
Oh, well, perfect. Just for you.
Steve Irwin Day. Oh, poor guy.
Sting.
Too soon.
It stings, doesn't it?
It does. It does. National Drummer Day.
Beat it.
Ooh, National Bundt Cake. You ever been to Nothing Bundt
No,
Cakes?
No, but good, everybody says it's good.
It is good. It's tasty. National Camp T-Shirt Day.
Oh, where is that Saturday?
It's Saturday.
I'm going to wear my Jason shirt.
National Raisin Bran Day.
Camp Crystal Lake.
Ooh, clean out your refrigerator day. Perfect.
Yeah, I've done that already.
It's like, is this a chore list? Like,
you make a soup out of it. A refrigerator soup.
Pack your mom's lunch day.
I have a mom.
Aw. Day of the Imprisoned Writer. Okay. National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day. What?
I see cookies.
Yeah. Cookies. National Dog Show. Yeah, okay. Let's look at the old Sunday. Sunday. National Fast Food Day. Yeah. Celebrate. National Button Day. Look at all them buttons.
Yeah, those are cool looking buttons.
So many buttons. What if that was our currency?
Could be.
Yeah.
We don't have pennies anymore.
Pennies are going away?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be rounding down and rounding up. And
you can put a certain size button in a shopping cart thing at Aldi's. Give you a shopping cart.
Oh, yeah. that's funny.
Thinks it's a quarter.
That's funny.
Yep.
You know, I think it was like elementary school. They had, this is wild. I don't know how many kids out there even have something like this anymore. But there was like a little vending machine, but it was for eraser tops for your pencils. And they were a quarter. But you could put a Canadian coin in there and still be able to get what you needed.
Thank you, Canada, for helping us out.
Helping us erase our lives. Have a party with your bear day.
You're in charge of tearing for us.
Sunday is also check your wipers day. Probably a good thing with the winter coming up.
Place fine.
National Slobber Appreciation Day. This is a dog, everybody.
Right.
There's a dog on this picture. I don't know what other things. It's like slobbering when you're on a, you know, sleeping and, you know, just like wake up and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a drooling.
Clarinet Day.
I do like clarinet.
I do too. I want to learn it one day. I just don't own one and I just don't have time to really.
You got
to
put your fingers on certain things.
Yep.
Hey, look, Indiana has a day.
Indiana, a place known for its charming Midwestern hospitality and diverse landscape. And in Ohio, known for its homeless and drugs.
Yeah. Marijuana shops everywhere.
Yeah.
Along with chicken.
On Monday, National Take a Hike Day. You should just go walk around people like, hey, take a hike.
Yeah.
Just like
classic
walk away.
Thing.
National Reuben Day. Why is it? Is it a sandwich? No, it's a lively time to celebrate everyone named Reuben.
Really?
My grandpa was named Reuben.
Yeah.
Reuben Hoffman.
I don't know any Reubens.
Yeah. Actually, no, I know another Reuben. They were a family of, you had Abraham, Reuben. I don't think it's Josiah, but it was, I don't remember the other guy's name. They're
all Jeremiah.
Family. I think it was actually. I think it was.
Was he a bullfrog?
No, no, it wasn't. National Homemade Bread Day.
A good friend of mine.
I love bread. Oh yeah. You like bread?
Yes.
I love bread.
No, I mean toasted or not toasted.
I'll eat it all. I love the smell of it.
You like the burnt end?
I love the. No, I'm not a burnt bread fan.
Yeah.
Fran. I'm not a burnt bread fan.
Do you consider dinner rolls to be a bread then?
I mean, I'll eat dinner rolls.
The bread, right?
Yeah. Pita. Okay. Pita bread. I mean, it's.
Pita bed.
Pita bed with your pita bread. It's National Baklava Day. I like baklava.
I can't eat that anymore.
I know, but it's so good. Look at it.
It's okay.
Mm.
It's just, it puts me in a coma.
National Unfriend Day. Just go around. You are unfriended.
You're not my friend anymore.
National Testosterone Awareness Day. Butter Day. Butter Day on Bread Day. Look at that.
Look at that.
Perfect. Struggle for Freedom and Democracy Day.
I wonder if Enterprise will pick me up that week.
Enterprise week. And you think the Starship Enterprise?
No.
Command 8. And then on Tuesday, we got National Princess Day.
It's Minnie Mouse's birthday.
And it's also Mickey Mouse's day.
Minnie Mouse.
And Minnie Mouse's birthday. This is a conspiracy.
Yeah. Because
it says, watch a Disney movie for National Princess Day. Or pamper yourself royally on Princess Day. That's what I want to do.
And wear pampers?
No. Walked into that one.
You're gonna dress like
Mickey
Mouse.
I'm gonna take the action pamper, not the now or the object pamper.
It depends on what you're doing, right?
I ain't taking no depends. you got my defenses up now.
Right.
It's World Day for the Prevention and Healing from Child Sexual Exploitation, Abuse, and Violence. It's a long one.
Can't touch this. Can't touch that.
Don't touch me there. Yeah. This is my private square. No. Okay. Apple Cider Day, Housing Day, Occult Day. Okay. Underwater Hockey World Day.
That
okay.
sounds interesting.
I didn't know they had their own day, much less it's a thing.
Yeah. Do you have to hold your breath for that? You get like scuba gear.
Do you ever read like Guinness Book of World Records stuff? One of the ones I remember was like the longest Monopoly game underwater. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like what are you doing? Like what are these records? You're just making this up. Do you see that they just broke the record for the most bagpipes playing the AC/DC This Way to the Top? It's like 370-some or something. It's great. It's actually pretty funny. It's married to a Scorpio support day. Oh, my gosh. People just making this crap up. International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Men. All right. All right. Man, I can get behind that.
Sounds like an abusive day.
Probably. Speaking of Monopoly, on Wednesday, National Play Monopoly Day. I did not plan that.
Nope.
It's random number theory in the world.
How convenient.
It's also World Toilet Day.
Is it by Thomas Crapper?
Yep. It's conveniently International Men's Day. Yesterday, we survived abuse, and today, we have a real day.
Yeah.
It's camp day as well, I guess. I guess you go camp. What is GIS day? I'm not going to say what did you immediately think.
I have no idea what it is.
Yeah. World Copd Day.
What is GIS?
That's a good point. Can't get my
look it up, people.
Look
at, get back with us.
Geographic Information Systems.
Okay. That's nothing funny.
GIS Day. Women's Entrepreneurship Day. National Kentucky Day. National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. Ooh, that's every day. Have a Bad Day Day.
Why even have it if you don't have the caffeine?
Yeah, that's right. If you don't get the caffeine, you're having a bad day day, which is also on Wednesday. You're
drinking syrup then.
Discovery of Puerto Rico Day.
There it is.
Yeah.
You found it. Congratulations.
All right. On Thursday, we have Use Less Stuff Day.
Donate Day is what that should be.
Yep. Great American Smokeout. Okay.
I know somebody who's been not smoking for a long time now.
Transgender Day of Remembrance. Africa Industrialization Day. Ooh, National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. Let's go. You going to make some and bring some in?
I just did.
Well,
no, it wasn't peanut butter, though.
Well, this.
Yeah, maybe.
You need to now.
Yeah. I'm
gonna I'll be looking for it.
I'm going to try to make some this weekend.
Should.
White chocolate something.
Yeah.
Peppermint, I think.
It's also Name Your PC Day, so name it with something that you can recognize.
I mean, like your password? That is very common?
12345?
Yeah.
I think my wife asked if I wanted to get ice cream on the way home. I thought she was asking if she wanted to get ice cream, so I responded with, yes, please. Like, oh, no,
yes,
I'll get it.
Please get the ice cream. The kind that she liked.
She likes a lot of different types.
She's a seasonal person.
Is
it still pumpkin season, technically?
No, not as much, no.
But now we're going into peppermint and eggnog.
She does like peppermint.
Yeah.
So, like, she'll get peppermint ice cream. She'll get peppermint.
She'll go to Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen and Ritter's. You know, I love Dairy Dream or Dixie Dream that they're opening
up.
Yep. We love them all. It's National Absurdity Day on Thursday.
A Future Teachers of America Day.
Ooh,
it's gonna be AI.
Yeah, well, the young ones in the background. Those are the future teachers. The one in the front's like, I'm too old.
Get sucked.
Yeah, so next week, it's U.S. Antibiotic Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, the Cairo International Film Festival, okay, Road Safety Week, American Education Week.
They should call that Pothole Week.
And on Thursday, next Thursday, November 20th, Joe Biden's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Joe Walsh.
There's a...
Robert F. Kennedy's birthday.
He's dead.
Yeah. Are you talking about Joe Biden? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, he's close.
Oh! Is he real, though? Yeah. You know, is it Daddy Long Legs or is it the real Joe Biden? We'll never know until it comes out. All right. I think that's it for that.
Hey, cool. What's going on this weekend?
We got lots of things. Starting on Friday the 14th, that's tomorrow, we got...
Friday the 13th.
Dang it. We'll try next year. Okay. let's start with the holiday stuff. We got Holiday Open House in Troy. Let's see, Harvest Festival in Hidden Valley Orchards in Lebanon. Snowflake Craft Bazaar in New Carlisle.
Boy.
The City Mercantile Christmas Market in St. Lebanon.
We actually went to a bazaar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it bazaar?
It was. I saw Cassandra there.
Okay.
He was selling buttons.
Nice.
Yeah.
Apple Tree Gallery Holiday Open House in Piqua. Deck the Diamond at Dayton Dragons. I definitely want to check that out.
I want to check that out.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I guess that's all the holiday stuff for Friday. All
right, cool. Yeah. How about Saturday?
Well.
Where are we going?
No.
Ice cream's waiting.
We're still on Friday. No. We're still on Friday. Let's see. For music, we got the Industrial Strength Bluegrass Festival.
That way we're doing a speed round.
Yeah, we are. Stop interrupting me. The Ghost Town Blues with Junior and Troy. We got Funk Lab presents Unleash the Funk Teen Party at the Hidden Gym. Steve Worley at West Milton. The Martha's and at Zinc Meats and Fine Wines. Laser Show, Taylor Swift, the Boonshoff Museum.
Not going.
Sarah, the Ukulele Denny at Bach Family Brewing. California Howdy at James on the Main. Barely Able at Phone Booth Lounge. Wild Frontiers at the Barrel. Trapper Keeper at the Brick Tap and Tavern. And Leadfoot at Good Time Charlie's. And then all the rest for Friday. We have Pyramid Hill Lights in Hamilton. It looks like it's a multi-day thing. Reach Fest at the ICC Recreational Center. That's a multi-day thing. At the theater, we have Blithe Spirit at the Barn in the Park. Then we have Bonnie and Clyde at the Historic Sydney Theater. Looks like Fairborn's kicking off Pickle Fest. Everybody wants a Pickle Fest, I guess. Could be wrong. Look it up.
Pickle Day was on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know how many pickles there are. I could be wrong. So if you really want your pickles, double check that.
It's kosher, like man.
Scrooge the Musical is still going on at La Comedia. There's a fall rummage sale in Piqua. Cruising the Road Rip House is still going on. Apple Tree. No, I already did that. Let's see. Goats and S'mores in Vandalia. Bonnie and Clyde. I think
sounds
I said that.
Delicious.
Yeah. Treasure Island, Rosewood Arts Center. Night Hike, Ohio Critter Winter Preparations, the Bruckner Nature Center. Reno Collier at the Funny Bone. The Wiz performing at the Schuster.
The bathroom.
Yep, not that Wiz, but that'll work too. Noises Off at the Date Playhouse. Looks like public ice skating is going on at Troy. Mod Bang Live Hardware Electronic Music at the Yellow Cab. I don't think I read that one. And then Powerpuff Girl Dance Party. I think it's at the Yellow Cab too. Interesting. All right, now we are on Saturday.
Saturday.
We got lots of holiday stuff. All right, let's start with that.
Take the Diamond.
Look, yep, it's probably going on. Harvest Festival, I already said that.
Yep.
Fall Rummage Sale at St. John's Lutheran Church in Piqua. Apple Tree Gallery Holiday Open Sale in Piqua. Snowflake Craft Bazaar, New Carlisle. I think some of these are repeats. Hainer Gift Gallery in Troy. The City Mercantile, I said that one. Repeat. Holiday Craft Bazaar in Pleasant Hill. Holiday Wreath Workshop in Piqua. Holiday Inglewood Market in, can you guess, Inglewood? Clay Tree Luminaries at the Gehart Civic Center in Moraine. Creative Crafty Collection Extravaganza in Troy. Edible Crickets at the Possum Creek Metro Park. I don't know how that's a holiday thing. I just maybe got on the wrong list. Christmas Tree Cake Decorating Class.
That's fun.
And 21 Barrels in Bradford. That's all. It looks like a $50 entry thing.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. New Paris Old Fashioned Christmas in the Village. Winterfest in Austin Landing. And Deck the Diamond still going on. Piqua's Holiday Horse Parade, downtown Piqua. And Christmas Drone Show in New Paris. I might want to check that out. That looks pretty good. And then we'll just do everything else. Bluegrass Festival still going on. Pyramid Hill Lights, Reach Fest. The theater shows, all that's still going on. Little Miami High School Arts and Crafts Show in Morrow, Ohio. Ezra J. Hart Race, 5K and 10K in Temp City. Girls on the...
Bring your special K.
Girls on the Run Fall 5K in Fairborn. It sounds devious. Dayton Flyers are playing the Bethune-Cookman.
Sponsored by Laxatives.
There it is. Feeder Frenzy, 12 Steps to Bird Feeding Mastery in Troy. Conservation Conversations in Troy at the Bruckner Nature Center. The Hobbit in Waynesville.
That's short.
Yeah. We did the Harry Potter one. Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. Third Annual Chili Cook-Off in Troy. The Wiz still going on. Bonnie and Clyde. Grilled pork chop dinner in Pleasant Hill, VFW. Dayton Peace Accords 30th Anniversary Gala at the New National Museum of the Air Force. Tickets are $140 plus. Yeah. Scott Huchin at the old Mason Winery. Joe Cowles Band at the Dunaways.
Ooh.
The Times. The Times. The
TikTok. Gotcha.
The Cowles. I'm sorry. The you still got me on the Cowles. The Times at Bach Family Brewing. It looks like the fall play, Leaving Iowa, at Carroll High School. Pick was, The Wonderful Night Sky in Troy. It looks like they did. I think they're doing like a telescope thing.
Maybe you can see Uranus.
Treasure Island. This one's got sign interpreted on it at the Rosewood. And then Elias Gomez at James on the Main. Classic Albums Live performs Prince Purple Rain at the Victoria Theater. Bass at the Barrel. Carnival of Sins, Motley Crue tribute at O'Connor's Irish Pub. Hey, I played at that place. That's a nice little place. Ghost Train at Good Time Charlie's. Ladder at Phone Booth. Wafu Station 432 and Adam Sokol at the Hidden Gym. Public Ice Skating at Troy. No Balance at Adelmon Yuppie and the Photons at the Yellow Cab. The Locals at the Brick Tap and Tavern. I guess another Christmas drone show at New Paris. And Sam Winterberg at Ron's Mug and Jug. And Reno Collier's got another show at the Funny Bone. And then on Sunday. Pyramid Hills again. Reach Fest again. Those shows. Scrooge, the musical. Harvest Festival still going on. We got the City Mercantile in Lebanon. I think I mentioned that one already. Fort Recovery Christmas Open House. The Wiz. Dayton Jazz Orchestra at the Hidden Gym. Fall Play again at Carroll High School. Bonnie and Clyde again. Sydney. Noises Off at Dayton Playhouse. Public Ice Skating in Troy. Treasure Island again at Rosewood. Man, there's a lot of the same stuff. Dayton Philharmonic Junior and Youth Strings at the Roger Glass Center. Deck the Diamond. Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel House. The Wiz again. And then Loving Spoon at Sydney High School. And Dayton Poetry Slam at Yellow Cab. And that's really about it. On Monday, they got the Forgotten One stories from the Miami County Infirmary. What? That's at the Troy Miami County Public Library. Monday night, Laughs in Oregon Express. And then Tuesday, Pyramid Hill Lights again, I guess. Deck the Diamond, Progressive Euchre Tournament in Star City Brewing. And there's a quarter auction at American Legion Post 586 in Tip City. Wednesday, Pyramid Hill Lights. Dayton Flyers are playing Marquette. Although this is in Wisconsin, so if you want to try to make that one, you can.
Good luck.
Scrooge the Musical, Come As You Are, open house at Whispery Speakeasy. Dying to Donate for Goon Brothers in Troy. This is funny. Deck the Diamond, live music with Danny Voris at the Whisperies. And then Brews and Bricks at Bach Family Brewing. And then last, on Thursday, we got Pyramid Hill Lights in Hamilton. Again, I keep saying that one. The Shops of West Milton Christmas Open House in downtown West Milton. Scrooge Musical, Deck the Diamond. Winter Paint and Sip in Troy. Grand Illumination in Sydney. Pickwa Parents as Teachers, Fall Quarter Auction in Pickwa Center. A Drag Queen Christmas at the Schuster Performing Arts Center. Twilight in Concert in Victoria Theater. And last but not least, we got Cactus Tate at the Funny Bone. Well, that's all, folks.
Tune in next week.
Oh, is that it? I'm just kidding. Oh. Got anything going on this week?
Setting up Christmas stuff, basically.
Yeah, pretty much it.
That it.
I don't have much. I'm on call. Ooh, speaking of, tomorrow is my bulk pickup. I need to get that stuff out to the front. It's on my calendar. It's like, I better do that. I don't really have much. I got like a little reunion dinner with some people from the church I went to, but that's it. I don't.
Yeah, nothing.
I just want a nice relaxing weekend.
That's what we're doing. I mean, yeah. Other than getting things organized for, I got to decorate the tree outside and set up the Christmas stuff. That's what we're doing. Christmas this weekend.
Yeah. So, through the Thanksgiving turkey.
I mean, she's got to work. So
yeah,
we're having carving board turkey this year.
Yeah.
It's gonna be really cheap.
All right.
So, hey, have a good weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just want to thank everyone for listening in. If you got any comments or feedback you want to give us, just send us an email at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. If you get any value out of the show, you enjoy anything you hear, you get a good laugh, you get some information and news, you know, consider giving back to us. We're a value for value show. We don't have any sponsors or paywalls or subscription services you got to do. But if you get any value on the show, consider giving that back to us.
They're waiting on t-shirts.
Waiting on t-shirts. T-shirts. Got to get that Cam t-shirt out there. All right, Jamie.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
Bye.